This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Though the tongue is a restless evil full of deadly poison, and it can corrupt the whole person, James 3 indicates that the tongue has the potential of great power for good as well. We have the freedom to choose how our tongue is going to be used. To encourage using your tongue in a positive way, consider the following points. First, recognize that you are accountable to God for how you use your tongue. Jesus warned in Matthew 12:36-37, men will have to give account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken, for by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. In the light of this, determine the impact you believe God wants you to make with your tongue. Remember, however, as you make this determination, no man can tame or control the tongue. Sooner or later, you will slip and you will say something you didn't intend. Or worse yet, you will give expression to something evil that will hurt someone. Always remember, you must trust God for the management of your tongue. As Paul said in Romans 6:13, offer yourselves to God and offer the parts of your body to Him as instruments of righteousness. This is what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Surrender your heart to Jesus and ask the Holy Spirit to be in control. Then surrender the control of your tongue to the Holy Spirit. Ask Him to use your tongue to say what He wants you to say, when He wants you to say it. That's the only sure way to glorify God and bless others consistently with your tongue. Now, if you'd like to review these messages and studies, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.